hope your day is full of flamingos and zebras and camels and roosters, aka cocks. Are roosters cocks or are those chicken? I don't know. I don't know much about birds. I hope your day's full of iguanas and bearded dragons. I'm this close to getting a bearded dragon and then reality sets in. Ian, you just gave me the worst look from off camera. It was such a judgmental gaze. I was like, oh, I guess I shouldn't get a bearded dragon. Guys, we have an amazing episode of Shank for you this week with the one, the only Ian Fye dance. But before we get into this week's episode with Ian, there's just a few things I want to tell you about. First, I am coming to Mic Drop in Arizona. That's Chandler, Arizona, very close to Phoenix. Four shows, June 23rd and June 24th, two each night with Kim Congdon. That's going to be really fun. And then I'm going to be at the Comedy Store. I believe it's June 21st for Corinne Fisher's show. And I have a bunch of dates on my Instagram at Princess Shank. So you can find all show dates there. And subscribe to the Patreon. Make sure to do that. Patreon.com/Sarah Weinchank. Plus, this bitch just dropped merch. So we have links to that as well in the description of this week's episode. And before we get into this week's episode of Shank with Ian, I just want to tell you about one thing. And that's, oh yeah, socks. Oh yeah. Are you ever walking around and you're like, don't laugh at me off camera. Yeah, that's 3 O's, H-Y-E-A-H. Go to ohyeah.com, discount code Sarah10 for unique sock designs. Whether you're into aliens or Dungeons and Dragons, there's a pair of socks for you. I don't know if you like the Brady Bunch, but if you do, you're going to love what's happening over at ohyeah.com. Go over there, tell them Shank sent you, wear those socks, tag me in them. Love to see you guys covering up your little toesies with Oh Yeah. All right, guys, let's get into this week's episode of Shank with the one, the only Ian Fye dance. Everyone, here it is. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Shank. I'm Sarah Weinchank, and today's guest is the one, the only Ian Fye dance.
Hello.
That was the first time I've ever said your name correctly. Really? I've still just been calling you Finance.
I haven't heard it.
I know.
But that's good. Yeah, thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I put a little respect on your name, even though you were late.
I know. Well, I feel like I had to discipline you, and then now I'm getting the respect I deserve.
Yeah, so I
had to give you a little taste. I had to rub your nose in it.
Yeah.
Smack you with a newspaper, and now you're like, Fye dance. Yes.
Fye dance.
Yes. But I could tell from that intro, you are not pleased.
What?
Because the last
It was
time,
unnatural?
No. The last time I was on, you were like, I am so excited about this guest. One of my favorites so far, amazing, Ian Finance. And then today you go, welcome back to another episode of Shank.
You didn't like my energy there?
Our guest is Ian Finance.
Are you judging
he was
my energy?
Late. Totally deserved. Respect right back to you.
But I was late yesterday, so I feel like you're kind of getting back at me.
I think that's more your projection.
Okay.
But I had a fucking terrible morning.
In what way?
Well,
is this a lie?
No, it's true. If you guys want to go back and listen to this bitch podcast yesterday that we recorded, you can hear Kim suggest a massage place for me.
Oh, well, actually, this is going to come out before the this bitch comes.
If you would like to get a time machine and go to the future and listen to this bitch. We did this bitch and I was like, my neck. And Kim was like, you got to go to my place, Fo Siam, and ask for Birdie and Jai Hialai. And they're the best and they help you out. And I'm like, oh, great. Because I have like a fucked up back and neck. And oh, God, I got hit by a car 3 years ago. And then they were like, go to physical therapy. I was like, well, I feel fine today. So no, thank you. After I got like care, you know?
Yeah.
And so I went, I'm like so excited. She was like, it put me in a trance. I've never felt better. And I'm like, oh, I made that so good. So I walk in and first of all, it's one of these, I didn't know, but it was one of these step on your back places.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They're not like, fucking around.
Dude, it looked like Cirque du Soleil. They had these like ribbon things that they hang on. And then the mat, there's not even a table. There's no table. You lay on the floor. And I swear to God, I walk in and I go, fucking Kim, what the hell is it? And I should have just left. But like, I, you know, the woman was very alpha. And I was like, okay. And she was like pushing me. And I was like, all right, fine. And I go and I like.
She is very alpha. I know. I've been to the place.
Dude.
And I've had a massage from her. Very rough. Strong. I kind of like that, though.
Not strong. Not even strong, but mean. when they're too strong, stepping on you, they go, I go, ow, lighter pressure. And she goes, no pain, no gain, honey. You okay? And I'm like, this isn't the encouragement I need. You're stepping on my carotid artery. Like, literally, I'm seeing fucking spots from her healing my arm. I swear to God. No pain, no gain. You fine. I'm like, I'm not fine. And then she would step on my arm, and I was shaking. She goes, it's working. And I'm like, what's working? Are you putting a fucking Taiwanese spell on me? Were you using
it? How do you feel today?
Horrible.
In what way?
I kept waking up in the middle of the night with my fucking neck. Every hour I'm waking up. And then I slept through my alarm because I couldn't fucking get sleep. And then I'm just like seeing fucking Kim like, it's good, it's good, I like it, it's good. My fucking neck is killing me. I'm fucking driving here and there's traffic. And so I have to look over my shoulder to like do a U-turn in the middle of fucking Sunset or Hollywood or whatever the fucking street names in this town are.
How long are you in LA for?
I leave tomorrow and I couldn't be happier.
Are you done? You're
yes.
done. You don't like it here.
I don't.
What about it?
We the people. They step all over you.
We the people.
And a woman was, I told you, did I tell you about the cigarette woman?
No.
These people
the
hate the cigarettes.
Followed. Yeah.
I mean, they.
You didn't tell me the full story. You said you just got into a yelling match with a lady in the street.
Yeah.
What happened?
She was fucking, I was smoking on the right side of the street, on the sidewalk, alone, cigarette hanging out of my mouth. I look kind of cool. And tell one of your little porn stars. And God, that's so cool. You hang out with naked people. God, what, do they? Never mind.
Ask him.
Do they ever have like a bring a friend to work day?
Yeah, that's pretty much how I got hired. I think I got hired to like move around some lights.
Really?
And then before I knew I was doing BTS, and then they found out I could edit.
Dude, I would take 20 Blue Chew and wear mesh shorts and just walk around and be like, hey, look what I found. Huh? Anyway.
I look like Gonzo.
You think my cock looks like Gonzo?
I think they all do.
Kim saw mine last night by accident.
What?
Yeah, we went to Mel's Diner.
You did?
You need to hang out more.
Did
we all went
you
out.
Tell
it was
me
so
that?
Fun. She didn't, but she brought it up, and now I'm relaying the message.
I prioritize rest and recovery and self-care.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So if I'm tired, I sleep.
Yeah. Sleep is a sign
of
depression.
I like to have a balanced life.
Yeah, but you had a good night. You should have gone to Mel's Diner. The guy
what
kept
do you mean?
Doing
I needed
jokes.
A short stack?
Yeah.
I needed a short stack at Mel's?
Dude, our waiter was like open miking it so hard because Kim had a Comedy Store hoodie on and I think he saw it. And then he gave us an industry discount and cut half of everything.
Are you lying?
I swear to God.
You got an industry discount at Mel's Diner?
And you fucking missed it because you had to go home like a cat.
Yeah. And you like cats. Cats are great.
I like you.
Yeah, cats.
I want you to curl up on my chest.
Cats are
And then I
want
to watch you shit in a box.
Will you clean it?
Yeah, I'll clean it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, yeah, the guy was like open miking it and like what do you say? He was like okay, so you want the patty melt and the salad. How do you want that cooked? The patty melt, not the salad. And
no!
I'm like, God, you are the man.
No. Yeah, yeah.
And then he dropped off a French dip and was like, here comes the French drip. And I was like, oh, zip, zap, zop it up,
buddy.
Yeah.
No. I'm glad I missed that, actually.
What? I loved it.
The riffing waiter.
Oh, the riffing
waiter. I'd much rather be asleep like a cat, gotta say. That sounds like really selling it.
That sounds like an R.L. Stein Goosebumps book. The riffing waiter. And it's a guy with a skeleton like giving you your food. And he's like, what's the deal?
That's a literal nightmare.
It was great.
The riffing waiter.
So fun. Great time.
What'd you have? Patty melt? Short stack?
Short rib grilled cheese.
Whoa, I didn't even know they did that there.
You gotta go.
Was it good?
Amazing.
Who was there? Now I feel
left
out.
I didn't even
want
to poop today because I wanted to keep it inside me.
That's too far. Too far.
That is a joke.
I liked it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so we did that. And then, yeah, what was the point of me telling that?
Because you said I need to come out more.
You do. It was so fun.
Because Kim told you to tell me.
She didn't tell me to tell you. She just said it, and I realized that it would have been so much more fun if you were there.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Who else was there? Now I have FOMO.
I don't remember their names. Oh, Jeremiah Watkins, some guy named Hank, Hermosa, and
Hormos.
And Hank? This little Asian girl, she was very nice.
Oh, Hormos is a girlfriend, Angie.
Oh, that's his girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I hit on her.
You did?
Yeah, I put my dick in between two buns. No. Once you order this hot dog.
No, boy.
Ah, shucks.
What else is going on in the Ian finance world?
Oh, my God. Just, you know, neck pain. I got to go get another massage.
To cancel out.
Somewhere, yes. Yeah.
You're not going to go back.
No, maybe if I firebomb the place. Oh, and then the receptionist, I honestly think, was jerking off.
What do you mean?
When I left, there was a boy man behind the desk that replaced the original. No. Oh, that's funny. I wish. They've been like, here's a tip. No, a guy, like, I couldn't tell. He looked a little slow. He had headphones on. And I swear to you, this is what was happening behind the desk.
No, Ian.
I
no.
swear to God. And I go, hey. And he goes, yes, thank you.
No.
I swear to God. I mean, maybe he had eczema. I don't know. But he was just like looking at his phone. And I just saw this. And I was like, what?
No.
Swear to God.
And you didn't say anything?
I said, hey.
You didn't say, hey, are you jerking off? I wouldn't put it past you.
I mean,
You're pretty upfront.
I know. Well, I felt like the hey was good enough.
Hey.
Because he stopped for a second.
Put your dick away.
I've done that in New York.
What?
I've seen guys jerk off. Yeah, it's kind of a thing.
You do?
No. What?
I don't know.
No, I got to take my shirt off. That was quite the accusation. No, I have said to guys jerking off in the street, like this guy was on the sidewalk jerking off. And I go, yo, what are you doing? And he goes, oh, sorry. And I go, come on, man. Don't do that here. There's a park right over there. And he goes, you're right. And he got up and went to the park.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
How come women we're not masturbating behind desks at work?
Because men are caveman animals. We have glory holes.
Yeah, you guys really
are. You do not. I have a joke about that.
About glory holes? About how women don't have glory holes?
Yeah. Well, women don't come from their pussies. They come from emotion and mentally.
Yeah.
So your glory hole would just be like a whispering booth. Or be a hole for funny. An ear. Yeah. And someone will just listen to you.
That's so funny.
But yeah, I mean, dude, we're fucking animals. Dude, sometimes I look at the gay community and I'm like, I see the way they behave and they just go to these like warehouses and just wear harnesses and fuck each other. Like, they'll just go up and stick their dick in a man and just fuck.
No.
And then walk away and do it to someone else. I swear to God. Yeah.
They're like dogs.
You're in porn, right? Yeah. And then I look at that and I'm like, maybe the Republicans are right. And they're not even people. I'm like, there's something wrong here. And I used to do that, but I was never feeling happy.
You used to be at glory holes?
I used to go to glory holes and I was never in a good place.
So I don't think anyone goes to glory holes in a good place.
Exactly. There was something wrong with me. I wasn't like, well, I've had a good day. Let me go get my cock sucked by a fucking sanitation worker.
Wait, so how do glory holes work exactly? Guide me through.
Okay, so.
Glory hole 101.
Okay, glory hole 101. Yeah. I don't know. You're like four and mommy gets mad at you and hits you and then
well,
you
I
keep
know
that
the
with
childhood
you
trauma. Oh, the childhood trauma, obviously.
Is there like a message board or like how do you know where to go?
A message board?
Yeah, how did you find
it? Like, what, like a whiteboard?
Like a flyer
oh, like
party.
An app.
Yeah, or like how
Reddit?
Are you finding out where
oh,
to
there,
go?
There is an app called Sniffies, which
ew.
Is... The most.
Can I tell you the name? Disgusting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sniffies?
Oh, yeah. It's
oh,
gnarly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sniffies.
It's crazy. It's literally a map with a circle icon of your cock,
no.
a torso, or a butthole.
No.
And you message them and you're like, hey, let's go.
What? Okay. A cock, a torso, mm-hmm. or an asshole?
Yeah, or like it's like an anonymous app to the point of like people guys won't even share their faces or whatever.
Okay, so what happens after you get on this app? What's it called again? It's something crazy. Sniffies.
Sniffies. Yeah. What happens when you get
on
that?
Sniff around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What happens is you go on there and then you meet up with a guy named Ricky and you go into his hotel room and you both take off your pants and go so. Do you get fucked? And then you go, no. Do you? And he goes, no. And you go,
oh,
all right,
gotta
well, I guess,
go.
It's good meeting you. And then you dap up and then you leave.
Is that a thing?
That happened to me in Atlanta.
It did? No. No. What happened?
We fist bumped each other and left.
So there's no way to find that out before?
No, there is. But we didn't really communicate that. Here, do you want me to show it to you?
Yeah, I
want to
see Sniffies.
Oh, this whole conversation started because Kim kind of saw my dick.
How?
I was showing her pictures of my cat, and I swiped, and I had my cock, and it was in portrait mode.
Who has their cock next to their cat? Ian.
Me. I was in my hotel room. It was kind of late. And did I tell you about the TV show I saw that I took a picture of?
No.
With the crack addicts?
No.
Oh, my God. This was, like, insane. Here. What? I'll show you. And I'm not going to show you my penis. Did I show you the gun range I went to?
You did show me
that.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, look, dude, what a headshot. Right between her eyes.
Yeah, good job. Okay. I don't like a gun range.
Oh, we talked about
this. I had a panic attack.
You got to go.
Twice. I've had a panic attack two times.
They're great.
I was like, I'm Angelina Jolie. I'm going to take my boyfriend to the gun range for his birthday. That'll show him I'm cool. So we get there and I'm like, I don't think I can be here another minute.
Oh, my God.
Panicking,
you heard a gunshot,
sweating.
Like a dog
like,
under the bed on 4th of July.
Yeah, yes, exactly like that.
Jesus. This is in the middle of the night. I was watching TLC and there was like a show about black love.
Okay.
Like these like couples that are like getting married or whatever. But also they were advertising another show on TLC in the lower third of this show.
Okay.
And it's about chiropractors. And the name of that show is called Crack Addicts.
It's a great name.
But they put the advertisement for Crack Addicts next to a face of a newly married black couple.
No.
And it looks like a documentary.
No.
Can you text this?
Can you send that? Can you text that to me, please? That's so funny.
Is that not insane?
That's insane.
It's hilarious. So I'm sitting there with a fucking hard on taking pictures of my boyfriend in portrait mode.
No.
And then I'm like, oh, I got it. Boom, boom, boom.
No.
Yeah.
So how often are you photographing your boner?
Not too often. I was sharing things.
I was sharing things.
Mm-hmm.
You were exchanging.
Should I send him the dick pic? No, I'm kidding. Okay. But yeah, we were. I was like, oh, this cat. And she's like, and then I was like, no, look at him. And she was like, oh my God, I just saw your dick. And
nah, like, that's so.
Yeah. She was a fan.
You showed Kim your dick in Mel's by accident.
See what by you're missing
accident.
Out on?
By accident.
See what you're missing
been
out on?
A fucking riffing waiter and photos of your dick.
What the fuck are you doing, dude?
Catching Z's. Watching Selling Sunset.
You couldn't have a dream that good in your little.
Of a riffing waiter? That's a nightmare.
No.
It's a literal nightmare.
It is, but then the dream changes and my dick shows up and everyone's like, wow, what a happy ending. which is what I'm looking for in a massage.
A happy ending. Have you gotten a happy ending before?
Yes.
They don't do that for women.
Again, I know. You guys really get the short end of the stick.
Yeah, we have to carry children and we can't just go to a place and get...
jacked off.
Jacked mm-hmm. off.
I know. And now, you know...
What?
Men are demolishing you on sports, too.
Tale as old as time.
You guys
tale as really, old as time.
Do you ever do porn, like trans porn sets?
No, I haven't.
Oh, damn, I was going to ask if I could meet some of my favorites. Anyway.
I can put you in touch with some people.
Yeah. Chloe K.
Yeah. That's K. your way in. That's your way in.
Jane Marie.
That's your way in. Thank me Ooh. Later for facilitating that for you.
Thank God. Ian do you think you could do porn?
No.
Either could I. Seems like a nightmare.
No, I'm an emotional basket case, and I'm not getting fucked every day by random people.
Maybe that's what you need.
You think?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I'm just, all my troubles go away. Yeah, I start DP porn Shank. At 36.
DP
porn
Shank.
At 36 is really dark. Oh. I made it this far, and then suddenly I go, yeah, fuck it.
I know. I don't know. Give it a shot.
I don't know. That ship has sailed.
Mm.
No one starts porn when they're almost 40.
Well, the ship might go portside and end up back at the harbor.
I don't think I could do it because I'm like too emotional.
Oh, you have to have an emotional connection with someone when you fuck?
Yeah, or like a very strong sexual attraction to them if there's not an emotional connection.
Mm. Do you feel there has to be a level of detachment for these people to just be fucking all day with strangers?
Yeah. Yeah, and then sometimes it's weird. Sometimes, like, the weirdest days on set for me behind the scenes are, like, when somebody brings their, like, significant other.
Mm-hmm.
And then they try to, like, be too cool. Like, they're just, like, really saying hi to everybody, and they want to just, like, stand right there, and they're just, like, on their phone. And I'm just like, why did you come here?
Dude.
I can't even imagine bringing your significant other to work and it's a porn set. Bringing your significant other to a green room is already scary enough.
Now, what is the etiquette on that? Like, is there HR in pornography? Like, if I...
There's an HR in porn?
Dude, it's really, really strict. Like, you get, like, since, like, the lines can be blurred so fast, like, people are always, like, I have to get people, like, on camera being, like, before and after towards like, hi, are you here right now? Are you intoxicated? Nobody's making you be here right now. And they're like, no, I love it. Thank you so much. And I'm like, okay, thank you. And I have to like send that stuff in.
Oh my God. And that's just from the waist up, from the waist down. There's a car battery attached to their fucking pussy. Yay, happy.
That's crazy. Yeah. Do you think you could do porn?
No.
You don't?
No. I don't. I mean... It seems exhausting. If I'm fucking for more than 20 minutes, I'm like, this is 18 minutes too long.
And that's a wrap.
Dude, it's how long is a shoot?
Usually like a few hours. It's usually like split up. It's like 3 or 4 sessions of 20 minutes.
And they're sucking and fucking that whole time.
Yeah.
How do they not get exhausted? Plus I sweat a lot. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Do they take breaks in that 20 minute frame?
Yeah. It'll be like, okay, now we're doing 20 minutes of fill in the blank, and we get that.
Fill in the blank? You and get they, creative?
Yeah.
Like creative exercise, like creative writing. Or like, get creative with it. Do they ever run out of our shots?
Do they ever run out of dirty talk?
Yeah.
Like, is it like happened. Shooting a comedy where there's someone off camera, like line. Feeding them a line? Yeah. You know, like, try this one. Fill my whore mouth. That's great.
That would be great.
Slinky spiders slunk along.
What? Okay, what happens if somebody has, like, you know, they're supposed to be fucking for 20 minutes? Are there times where someone obviously comes before that 20 minutes?
Yeah,
then they just what?
Well,
give them a minute and then they put on.
You gotta give them a minute. And then those are really hard days at work. We have some days that are called fail days.
Fail days?
Yeah. And that's
in
like
porn?
Yeah. That's like when a performer won't, be able to perform. Mm-hmm. And then, it becomes really stressful. Then you're calling people being like, hey, are you tested? Can you come in? Can you fill in the spot for this guy?
And then in their head, they're like, I'm a failure. I suck.
Yeah.
I can't even get a boner right
now. So what, like, how long They're all on like boner pills and stuff, right?
Everybody has a real personal specific cocktail. A lot of them will like filter out
specific boner cocktail stars,
because it's like, and then a lot of them will have like different ones too. Because like from what I hear, if you were to just take like, I don't know, like say like a Viagra or something, like after a while it's like not as effective, or I don't know, but that's what they tell them.
Wow. Yeah, like can you imagine just like your cock won't work and then everyone's depending on you? There's like a sound guy. Are there Foley artists?
A new guy has to come in with a rock hard dick and you have and to sadly replaced. Get your stuff and leave.
Are there Foley artists in porn? Like is there a guy like up to the camera like queef, queef, queef.
Yeah, you can hear my cheeks in the next breath.
Oh my God. Dude, nothing disappoints a woman. Dude, y'all take it so personal if we can't like get hard or something. But you guys forget we need to be romanced. We need to be felt
men
to be
need
wanted.
More, Ian.
We do.
You guys.
And here's the problem.
Men need more,
here's the problem.
Ian?
That's the problem. What? You all fucking go, you can't complain or have any valid comments, and then
no,
it
you're
fucking
right. You're
you know.
Not wrong.
And you all come down on us like we'll be like, hey, actually, this is something that bothers me, and here's a need I need fulfilled. And you're like, oh, what? Oh, you're a white guy, and you everyone everything's so easy. And it's like, you gotta give us a space to say how we feel.
You're right. You're right. You're not wrong.
And here's what you fucking white women do.
Oh, tell me louder, Ian.
Here's what. No, like in bed, sometimes it is hard to get hard or we'll lose it. You know, it is. There's a lot of mental things that go on.
Yes.
And when we go, honestly, it has nothing to do with you. I'm anxious. You go, you don't like me. Everything. What? Am I not attractive? I'm not hot. And then that makes us go, oh my God, fucking prove it. Hard, get hard, get hard. And it's a disaster. And then the next time you're fooling around and you're like, dude, you better not fucking fuck up. You gotta be the biggest boner you've ever had.
Well,
and
I
then
mean,
that's in our head.
I get it because
I'm a cool girl.
Women are. No, the thing about me is I'm a really cool girl. So I get it. Some days you're hard, some days you're not.
I don't like having girlfriends. I just don't like drama.
I don't like drama. Some days you're hard, some days you're not. Whatever.
Am I right or wrong?
No, I've definitely felt that pressure. I felt that pressure.
Yeah, for sure.
And when you try to say it, women think, well, you're a man. Oh, what? Everything's so hard. And you invalidate us. But you all want to be validated and listened to.
You're right.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of the white men feel seen and heard now.
No. Well, they need my voice.
They do.
And
for the
past
voice
fucking
of the white men.
6 years, you fucking white bitches have been throwing all of us under the bus. And guess who's going under the bus now? White women. And guess what? There ain't no room under that bus. You gonna get run the fuck over, bitch. So you fucking made your bed, sleep in it. What do you think of that?
You told me.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
And I feel better now.
Now, do you want to take a sip of water and then we can get back into
it? Just feels good to have my incels behind the scenes backing me up.
You tell her, Ian.
No, but I'm obviously being hyperbolic, but that is true. You know.
But, okay. I mean, I get that because as a woman, it's not like you just wake up wet and you're like, oh, I just want to have sex with someone.
Totally. Yeah. But I mean, I feel like guys, there's this idea that we're just like, our job is to get rock hard right away. I know. And I did just say that men are animals. Right. Which is true. But in an intimate way, sometimes, like, I don't know, when I really love someone, that animalistic, like,
can't exist at the same time.
Yeah. 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 Like I lose my animal nature because I love you and I feel like I can no longer be like, you little fucking slut. You're a little cum dumpster, aren't you?
But what if the person that you love likes that?
I know, but then I'm like, you want to get filled up, you little whore? You really have value, and I love you.
I know.
I lose that ability to be this different guy, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, and sometimes I can't go back. Like, if I know that you're like, you want to be choked because something bad happened to you when you were like younger, I'm like,
well, what if
I
you just
want to
be
bad.
Choked and nothing bad happened to you when you were younger?
Well, then you've been blacking it out of your brain, because why does anyone want to be choked? You know? I was with a guy, I swear to God, and like I couldn't come, and I'm like jerking off, and he's just kind of like petting me, and I'm like, no, I go, and I was like, why not? Choke me. So he starts choking me, and I go, never mind.
Why? Was it bad?
I didn't like it.
You didn't?
No, his hands felt like.
Choke me, never mind.
His hands felt like talons. No. He was like, yeah. I was like, stop.
So you don't like getting choked?
By women, I do.
You like getting choked by women, but not by men.
Mm-hmm. I like, like if a woman's on top and she chokes me or like suffocates me with her ass. I like
that.
You like
to be suffocated with ass?
Because I think I was emotionally suffocated growing up. I think that's where that comes from.
You were emotionally suffocated by who?
Yeah, we're not getting into it.
Okay.
Mommy.
It always comes back to mommy and daddy.
It always comes back to childhood. It's so wild.
So fucked.
Yeah. I really think there's a weird line we're crossing where
what do you mean?
Every piece of pornography is daddy, mommy, family, you know, in like a weird way.
That's where all the core wounds come from.
Yeah, but why are we dealing with core wounds in sex? Like those should be separated.
That's how people process their trauma sometimes.
It wasn't always like this. Do you really think our parents were fucking and they were like, come for me, daddy?
Maybe.
No. Maybe, well, it was olden times, so maybe they're like, come for me, father.
Papa.
Yeah. Papa.
Papa.
Yeah. I don't know.
Close,
like,
father.
It wasn't always like this, right?
No, I don't think so. I don't like, I try to steer clear of the daddy stuff. The one I heard recently that I enjoyed, I got called sir instead of daddy, and I was like, I can get on board with this.
Sir?
Would they fucking salute you?
Yeah,
hi, Captain.
She couldn't. She couldn't come, so she started playing taps.
Hello, sir.
Yeah,
that feels formal.
I don't know, man. I feel like the world's in a weird place with pornography.
It's in a weird place with everything.
Yeah, but I feel like pornography has been reflective of.
We're all disassociating because we're glued to our phones.
It's bad. It's terrible.
And
kids these days have porn in their pocket, and that's not good.
Do you want to have kids?
No.
You don't?
No. Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking clock's a ticking, honey.
Oh, I know, honey. I'm about to get these eggs on ice.
You should. That's great.
That's what I'm going to do.
I think that's great. But I think that also is why so many guys date younger, because again, women get the short end of the fucking stick. You have to have kids by a certain time. There's that pressure.
It's
and
fucked
that
up.
Fucking sucks. It's fucking terrible, dude. What
it's
you guys have to go through is fucking awful.
It's fucked
I'm sorry.
Up.
It's terrible. But I feel like that's why guys go younger, because when you go younger, you don't have that pressure. And you can lie to yourself and be like, no, well, I want to wait. Maybe one day. And then like, maybe, dude, I bet that whole Leo thing when he stops dating girls at 25, I bet after a while they're like, we should have a fit. Let's do this, you know, and they're thinking long term, like an investment. And he doesn't want kids. So he's probably like, see ya.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that's what it is a lot of times.
Totally.
With guys that are older that date younger. I mean, because if you're an older dude and you're dating a younger chick and you don't want a family, that's also an interesting position to be in.
In what way?
Because it's like, if you know fundamentally that you don't want a family, right? Mm-hmm. And then you're dating someone and you have a connection with them and they want a family. Mm-hmm. It's like you have to kind of, you're going to keep coming up against that same issue if you keep dating younger, because eventually they're going to age out of you.
Or younger people go, no, I don't want a family. And then the biological clock comes in, biology, if through years and centuries and millennia of evolution, when you're fucking 25 and you go, no, I don't want kids. Suddenly at 28, 29, you feel all this shit and you go, you know what? I think I want kids. And men don't
I've
have
been feeling that
evolutionarily.
Since I was 23.
Well, there you go.
It's fucked up. You're
we
like
call
driving
that a lot.
A lot. And that's
called
a
being
lot.
A lot. So you felt it one day?
What? Yeah. I've always known that I want to be a mom.
Mm.
It's not just like one day you wake up, but the urge and the sense of that gets way more the older you get.
And how does that play out? Like, what's a concrete example of that?
I'm like driving and I'm like, I want a baby. It's not even
really?
Yeah.
I'm it's like, not a feeling. It's like an actual voice.
It's like, I want a baby. I want a baby. I want a baby. It's like
oh
that.
Oh my God. Dude, one time in Dirty Talk, my ex was like, give me a baby and move upstate with me. And I'm like, oh, yeah, what?
No.
What? No. What?
No. You're like, that's a nightmare.
Yeah, yeah. But I went along with it. So I was like, yeah, we'll go on Zillow after this.
No. No. We'll go on Zillow after this.
No, I know. And it's so wild how much biology and trauma and evolution play into all this stuff that we are now associating with pleasure, you know? And at the same time, wild amounts of acceptance to where people are now like, yeah, this is my kink. This is what I do privately. And you know what? I'm going to let the world know about it. And it's like, some things should be kept behind closed doors.
Like what? Are you kink shaming, Ian?
Yeah, I am. Shame is good. Shame is good. You know, shame. We need
You're
shame.
Not wrong.
We need shame.
You're
okay?
not wrong.
Do you know what kept me from fucking being even being an alcoholic for even longer?
Shame.
Shame. Fucking people around me going, "You're a piece of shit." And you're failing us.
But were people that direct with you when you...
Eventually, yeah.
How bad did it get?
Fucking terrible.
How
you
much
don't quit
you-
drinking if things are... You don't go out on a home run. You're right. Not like, you know what? I want to retire on a high score.
Right.
Things are bad. Right. Everyone around you leaves. You're yeah. alone.
Right.
And you need shame and you need that feeling of, oh my God, I'm letting everyone around me down. But then you keep drinking because it makes that go away.
Right.
So you only have a small window of that shame and willingness to then make a change. And you need shame for behaviors to curb those behaviors. But you also need forgiveness in the shame. You need to feel the shame and then forgive yourself and move on.
Right.
But we're stuck in this thing of, no, no shame. Now everyone should feel good for everything. It's like, no, you shouldn't. You should feel kind of bad about some of your behaviors. And guess what? It ain't someone else's fault. It's yours. You fucking suck. Fix it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I feel like you're really...
This episode's called Truth Bombs.
Truth Bombs with Ian.
Here's what needs to happen. I need to be stepped on by Asia. Because it has really put me in a place of focus.
I like it when the Asian women step on me. I like the spa that Kim goes to.
I need to be massaged and need, like when
gently.
She went to her hands, I was like, yes, good, stay. She was like, like no, here comes the stomp. She's fucking doing Irish river dancing on my back. I'm like, what the fuck, lady? It sucked.
The craziest thing that's ever happened to me in a massage was a guy put his fingers in my ears.
Oh, that when they do that thing.
Stop nice. Fucking.
Did he go in
my
the ear hole?
Ear
no.
hole. He put his big
just
fat finger in my ear holes.
Ugh.
I felt like he raped my ears. Yeah. Ear rape.
I know.
At the foot massage place.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you this. The weirdest and funniest thing that ever happened to me is a woman tried to give me a hand job and I said no. And when I was getting ready, she goes, "You come back next time I help because you are my boyfriend." And she kissed me on the cheek. I swear to God. Yeah, yeah.
No. And then what happened?
And I broke up with her.
You come because you were my boyfriend?
Uh huh. Yeah.
What'd you do to charm the lady into wanting to be?
I think I negged her by not letting her jerk me off. One time I was getting jerked off and it wasn't working. I go, I got this.
No.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, just play with the balls. What you're doing isn't working.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With the happy ending, how far is there massage up top and then they get mm-hmm. start with the...
Some
yeah.
happy ending places are terrible with the massage. And I don't go searching out the happy ending, but more often than not, they try at the end. And I like 9.999 out of 10 times, I will say no. But every once in a fucking, you know.
You treat yourself.
You got to.
Treat yourself.
You got to have a self-care day.
Yeah.
You know? But Some of the ones that try to jerk you off and give a really good massage, I go back. And when I say no to the jerk off, they then know, like, okay, I'm not going to offer again. Let's just have a massage. And there's this one place in the village I go to a lot. She tried to jerk me off. I said no. And then I go there every once in a while and we're like, hey, Jessica, how are you? And she's like, hello, Ian. Welcome. Candy? And she'd give me candy and stuff. It's nice. Yeah.
No.
I like developing little relationships with people.
I know.
Like familiarity.
You like talking about your neighborhood and how you have relationships with everyone in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
The dry cleaners that you had the drama with.
Yes.
Did you get a new dry cleaner?
Yes. And I brought her a Mother's Day gift.
Your new dry cleaner? Uh-huh. What'd you bring her?
And flowers.
That was nice of you.
Balloon. Yeah, because they take care of me. Because sometimes I'll be like, can you wash this and have it by 3 hours? And I give them like 30 pounds. I'm like, I need it by 9 a.m. They're like, okay.
The dry cleaning shit's getting real. When you start dry cleaning, it makes you feel like an adult.
Oh, no, not dry cleaning. I'm talking about laundry.
Oh, she does all your laundry?
This it's like a family place.
You
do
like a fluff and fold situation?
What's that?
Where they do your laundry for you. That's what it's called. Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. You don't do your own laundry.
Sometimes I do. But I'm so busy that like I don't have
it's a
time
nightmare.
To like sit and then like the folding, you know. And also like I've been on the road every weekend since fucking January. I've been living out of a suitcase. So
it's
just like
crazy.
Either do my laundry in hotels or I give them all my clothes. If I've been on like a 2 week run, I give them all my clothes and then I'm leaving the next day. So I'm like, I need this can I come when you close? I'm like, okay, you know, and I just I'm wearing the same things nonstop because I've been living out of a suitcase. So I'm like, why don't I just give myself the gift of getting rid of everything I'm not wearing?
That's what I need to do.
But then
do
I get stressed out because I see a shirt that says Bazinga and I'm like, maybe I'll need it for a sketch one day. You know, my cousin got me this shirt because I started comedy in 2011 and the only comedy she knew was Big Bang.
But does
Theory.
That make you a hoarder?
Oh, I'm
These are
there.
Questions I'm asking myself too.
Because
I'm like, oh yeah, I don't know when I'm going to need a Wimbledon sweatshirt from 1986.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, well, I can't throw this receipt out from 2011 because if I do, my mom will die. So just stacks of shit I don't need. Yeah.
That's a different type of mental illness.
Well, I think that's about time.
And that's a wrap.
No, but I do have clutter and I have to get.
Do you have the fantasy of having someone come in and fixing that for you or no? Like, does that give you anxiety? The thought.
Anxiety.
Same. That's how I feel too.
And I feel I've noticed the center of my room or whatever rooms I'm in will be clean, but I have to have a wall of things around it in a way.
Is that intentional?
I don't know, but it's something I've picked up on. Like I have to have, it's almost like balance. Like if there's something over here, then I have to, like, especially with decorations or like designing rooms, I have to have everything surrounded. Like I can't have open space. Like even with my tattoos, I'm like, I got to fit it in like a jigsaw. So I'm getting one like here and then I'll get one here. And then
what's your next one going to be?
A werewolf biting into a woman's neck.
Oh, see, that's not your first werewolf, right? Yes.
This is a wolf. I'm getting a werewolf. Here, I'll show you.
You call him a wolf?
What? Wolf.
I call it a wolf.
Wolf?
Yeah.
It's a wolf.
It's
like
not,
a wolf.
No, it's a wolf.
Well, you know, we don't need to get into semantics.
It's a wolf, 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 Ian.
It's a wolf.
A wolf, wolf, wolf?
Yeah, sorry. I was just saying what I'm looking at.
Hey, fuck you.
Here. Isn't this cool?
Well, I can't see it. Yeah, that is cool. Can you send me that? We'll have him put that in too.
Yeah. I'm going to get it like right
when
here.
When are you going to get that?
Probably right after this.
Really?
Yeah, it's right down the street on Melrose.
This guy.
Bob Roberts.
Unpredictable. Unpredictable, Ian.
Yeah.
How many hours is that going to take? A long time, like 3 or 4, probably.
Like an hour. I already went there the other night and we mapped everything out. So I'm going to get something here and here. I'm going to get a butterfly right here.
You are?
Yeah, I love butterflies.
Are you saying that because I have butterflies?
No. Oh, that's so nice.
I have butterflies. I got
So do I. Look, I have.
Not the foot on the desk.
Yeah. Look, see that? I love butterflies.
Oh yeah, I like those butterflies. Are cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm gonna get a classic. I think that'll look all right. Classic butterfly right here.
Yeah. You know. Classic butterfly right here.
Classic butterfly.
Something simple.
Something simple. Something sweet.
I want to get a bumblebee.
Come with me.
I'm not gonna get a bumblebee today.
Why? Live for today. Why not?
Because I don't know if I wanted an American traditional style.
You can get it any style you want. How do you want to get it?
I want like a very like fine little butterfly.
Oh yeah, that's like the new girl thing.
What?
Everyone wants little fine line.
Well,
tattoos.
Look, I have this already.
I know. Get a cheese grater. Cut that thing off. That's like the new style. It's like fine line. Little tattoos.
Make on it women.
Look, they make my arm look like a coloring book, like a yes. sticker, page of stickers.
Yes.
No.
Oh.
Fair. Do it. Do what you want.
I mean, it's my body, my choice.
Yeah, and you've made some bad choices. I said, fuck it. You want the bumblebee? Let's go get you a fucking bumblebee.
We got to call Kim.
I'll pay for it.
If you pay for it, I'll get it.
Will Kim come?
Kim come. We can call her and ask her.
Let's all go get fucking tattoos.
Call her and ask her.
Yeah, come record this. This would be content.
Do I get a bumblebee?
Hell yeah.
Let's see what she says.
What'd that guy just say to her? He's like, hey, love.
Yeah, it was like...
I mean, what are you doing? It's fucking... Wonderful.
This is her.
What is she
now
doing?
Now you see what I deal with.
I mean, yeah.
Now we see what I deal with on the day-to-day. This bitch.
Should I say if you don't respond, I'm sending you that dick pic?
Yeah, you should. Yeah. You should FaceTime her now. Now just call her again, FaceTime.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good idea.
FaceTime this hoe.
Oh, I hope you can't see the number.
I thought for sure.
Well, at least we have dead air.
Yeah, nothing makes a podcast fun like dead air.
What the fuck is she doing?
Could be this doing anything. What time is it?
It's 1:30.
She could be asleep. She's probably playing video games or watching Survivor. Or
don't we live the best lives?
Or
wild. It's just 1:30. She's probably playing video games or watching Survivor. It's like, Jesus Christ. This is fucking...
If I know Mama, she's either playing video games or watching Survivor.
I know. It's 1:30 and we're like just fucking hanging out. And I'm like, yeah, let's go get something on her body forever.
Forever. A bee?
Why not? Tell me one reason why not.
Because I have something in my head that I want, but maybe I'll get something else.
But see, that's you trying to control and plan. And life is a thing. Life is what happens...
Improvise and adapt.
What's that John Lennon lyric?
Life is what happens when you're busy making other plans.
Yeah. Which I don't really understand what that means.
Well, because you have your idea of what you think your life is going to be, but life actually is what just unfolds.
And that's like your tattoo. You have an idea of what it should be, but you just need to let it unfold organically. What do you think of that?
I feel like you're just trying to convince me to go with you to this tattoo place.
Well, I got to be honest. This is called the ditch right here. And it's one of the most painful spots in your body. And I need someone to hold my hand because it's really going to hurt.
When you're getting your werewolf.
Ooh, is it going to hurt?
No.
Oh, God. Dude, behind the knee right here and like armpit is gnarly.
Armpit.
I was gonna get me and Jordan as Beavis and Butthead on each.
That's armpit, pretty funny.
Which I was thinking about. But see, it hurts because it's sensitive, but these are spots that bend so much, so the healing process is fucking terrible.
Oh. All right. Well, that's our episode that weird note.
You're coming to get a bee.
We'll see.
You buzz every day. You might as well. Bzzz. If you had a bee, you could go bzzz. Where on your body would you get it?
In the ditch, I was thinking like a little one that's like a sticker
above the ditch, like right here. That's not bad, right there. Because if you get it on this fold, it's you need something bigger. But
he's micromanaging my tattoos now. I'm just kidding.
No, see, that's you fucking white woman fucking bullshit. He's mansplaining. No, I'm helping, bitch. Do you have a picture of it? I'm so excited. Yeah.
Do we? I feel like I'm getting conned into getting it today. Do I get it today?
Yeah, I say we do it.
Do it today.
It's a great song by the Gorilla Biscuits called Start Today.
And how does it go? And how does it go, Ian?
Well, I'll play it right now. My room's a mess. I can't get dressed. 8 a.m. I gotta get out. Just start today. Start today. Start living in the now.
Start living the moment. Live in the now. Can you hit the music thing and we'll do our outros? All right. Where are you going to be, Ian?
I am going to be anywhere. You can find me at ianfidance.com. Anywhere and everywhere. I'm going to be in Wisconsin, Madison, Comedy on State, Laugh Boston, Comedy on Carlson. A ton of dates, a ton of fun. IAnimal69, Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram. And listen to my podcast, Be an Ian with Jordan. Comes out every Wednesday. And patreon.com/beanianpod. It's a good fucking time. It's like two best friends on a sleepover and your parents aren't home and you're hanging out in the basement.
So fun.
Yeah.
So fun. And thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Shank. You can find me here every Wednesday and on This Bitch every Monday. And then patreon.com/SarahWineChank for bonus ad-free content. And if you want merch, we got it for This Bitch. And Shank merch is coming soon as well. So look out for that.
Oh, and Bye Guys with me and Zach and Nico.
Oh, and Bye Guys. I've done it. It was fun.
So fun.
Yes. Can you hit the music one more time? It makes the outro more fun for me.
Coming up next on CBS 7, local girl gets tattoo and lives for herself for once in her life. And we'll see after the commercial break if she stays out past 10 p.m.
Unlikely.
Local weather on the ones coming up on SHENK Radio.
Shank. Yeah, that's it, guys. June 23rd and June 24th, I'm coming to Chandler, Arizona with Kim. We're co-headlining, mic drop, look out for that, and all my show dates at Princess Shank. Bye!